I hope you are fine. Hope you are doing great. So in today's episode, I'll be talking about something very, very important. Peace be still. I'm sure you have heard this word or you have seen it from the Bible. Most times we face challenges, we encounter a lot of storms in our life. When we face those things, we tend to focus on them. Sometimes the voice of that storm or challenge starts to get so high that it's hard for us to hear what God is saying. So when the voice becomes so loud and we focus on the storm, we forget to acknowledge Jesus or recognize his presence. Remember, at the mention of his name, every knee shall bow. Yes, at the mention of Jesus' name, at the mention of his name, every knee shall bow. So we tend to forget all those things we have heard or the word God has spoken to us. That is why challenges come and hits us back and forth. We try to use our strength to stop that situation, that moment, and our strength ends up failing us. You can see in the Bible, in Matthew 8:23-27, there was a storm. Jesus and his disciples were in the boat. Jesus was asleep, but his disciples panicked. The disciples knew who this man is. Disciples knew that this man can stop this storm. They recognized his presence. So one ran to him and said, "Lord, save us, we are perishing." After this, Jesus said, "Peace be still," and everywhere was calm. Until the disciples recognized that this man has the authority to speak to the storm and it will be calm, they ran to him. But today we don't even recognize the presence of God. We forget that we have someone bigger. We forget that we have someone that can calm the storm in our life. He said, "You're already victorious." He said, "Cheer up, I have overcome the world for your sake." He's explained to us that even in the midst of this storm, there shall be peace. Even in the midst of this storm, recognize my presence. You just need to recognize me. Do you think you can handle any challenge by yourself? You can't. Any challenge you face, you can't handle it on your own. Don't try to fight by your strength. You just need to ask him for his help and he will say, "Peace be still." I remember the time I was not feeling okay. I was so troubled. A lot of things going through my mind. That day we were told that we will learn how to hear from God in church. So when we got to church and started, the worship song was playing, and that moment I was just pouring my heart to God. Immediately God spoke. Like, I'm telling you the truth, God spoke. He said something that made me smile. Like, I was trying to imagine his face when he said that thing, and when I imagined his face, I saw him. He was smiling when he said that. And me too, I was smiling. He said, "Pamela, can you hear me?" When he says Pamela, I don't know what song I'm doing, like, "Pamela, can you hear me?" Or, "Oh, can you hear me?" Or something. Like, there's a way he said it. And I tried to imagine his face that moment when he said that, and he was smiling. So I smiled and I now said, "Yes, I can hear you, Lord." So when he said those words to me, I felt peace. Like, I still can't explain how I felt that, but this peace is something that I can't explain. So there was peace. I felt the burden lifted. So recognize that Jesus is in your life. Recognize that you have someone bigger than this problem. Recognize that someone can silence that storm. Don't think that every storm in your life cannot be silenced. Just call upon his name. Just tell him, "Father, I need you now. Jesus, I need you to silence this storm. Jesus, I just need a word from you." And if you don't know this Jesus, you have to ask him to come into your life. You have to ask him to come and be the king of your heart. Let him bring peace into your life. Peace be still. Thank you for listening to my episode again. I'm so grateful. Like, I'm very happy for listening to it. Thank you very much. And you can share, comment on Instagram, the Anchor series. And if you have something you want us to talk about, like, or maybe you learned something from this, or you want to ask something, you can let me know. Thank you so, so much.